Now loading AudioTees OS, the only operating system that speaks to you. AudioOS licensing rights provided exclusively by GWA Inc., 1984. Beta prototype. Use your name here, voice selected. Login and password required. Password, don't stop believing, accepted. You awake in your bed. A sheen of sweat upon your skin. You can vaguely remember some type of nightmare, but just try and shake it off. It is dark. The light hurts your eyes a moment before you're able to focus on the room around you. You sit up, a bit unsteadily, and you realize your head hurts a bit. You see you are in your room. There is a computer on a desk, and a nightstand next to your bed. On the nightstand, there is a glass of water and a couple of pain meds. You toss the pills into your mouth and wash them down. The room stops spinning a bit, and you can see that your monitor is blinking. You cannot quite make out what is on it. You stand, not real steady on your feet, and walk over to the desk. Sitting down in your chair, you look closer at the monitor. The words that are blinking on the screen say, "Play me." I don't understand what you're trying to do. You click on the words. It appears nothing happens. After a moment, the words change into a blinking cursor. A door appears in the middle of the screen. It's red and covered in hearts. It is locked. You do not seem to have the key. You appear to be in your own room. There is just a door in the middle of the wall. You knock on the door 3 times and hear, "What's the password?" and a giggle. Wrong. And you have 2 more chances. Use them well. Nope. Not that either, silly head. At this rate, you are never going to get into this room. You hear the door click as it is unlocked, and then this from the other side. "You'd have thought password would have been obvious, silly boy." You open the door, and in front of you is what appears to be a hallway. Walking down it, you can go left or right. You do not hear any sounds. Heading down the right branch, you twist and wind your way through what appears to be a maze. You come to another door. This one is black and covered in skulls. Good choice. Heading back to the left path, you follow through 3 turns and come to a red door with flames on it. You touch it. It is not hot. The knob turns under your hand and the room is pitch black. You feel along the wall and find the light switch. Flipping it, you plunge the room into red light. Looking around, you see a large, heart-shaped bed, and on it is a woman. She is the most beautiful woman you have ever seen in pixels. She smiles and says, "It's about time you made your way here. I was getting lonely." You seem unable to move your legs. You cannot walk closer to the bed. The woman laughs. "You think I would make it that easy? Oh, no, 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 no. You have to win the right to touch me. Shall we begin? First, I will ask you a riddle. For each piece of the puzzle you win, you get to move 1 step closer. So, what is greater than God, more evil than the devil? The poor habit, then the rich need it. And if you eat it, you'll die." "That's right. Nothing. This next test is a bit harder. You have to figure out the puzzle that is me. I can give you hints, but not tell you exactly what to do. You have to unlock the right to touch me. So pick a body part. You have to touch me in the right order, in 6 places. Make your first guess." "No, silly. My nose is not the first part. Guess again. A bit lower. My lips are one of the places, but not the first place. Try again. Ah, nice job. The first place you touch is my cheek. Once you figure out the order, all you need to do is do them in that order to be able to unlock me. A hint. You only get three. The next one is above my waist. Not those. You don't get to touch those until after you unlock me. My shoulder. Good job. What do you think the next one would be? My hip is correct. You're getting the hang of this. Another hint? You might touch this when we were in a car. My knee is close. Try again, lover boy. Yes, my thigh is right. Good job. Next guess? No, not my ass. You wish, lover boy. Another hint? How about somewhere on my head? No, my lips aren't touchable. Yet. Yes. Caress my hair. That feels so good. Only one left. Good job. You got them all in order. Cheek, shoulder, hip, thigh, hair, and lips. You have unlocked the next part of the game. Not so fast. This is a little game of mutual masturbation. If you solve this game, you set me free. You're going to sit there and do exactly what I say. Follow my instructions, and we both get to come. Ignore them, and you have to start the game all over with new puzzles. And I don't get to get my hands on you. Understood? Good boy. Now first, I want you to take out that cock. I know it's already hard from having to figure out where to touch me. Imagining your hands on me has it standing at attention, doesn't it? From here on out, you don't need to type. I will know if you aren't following my instructions, and the game will start all over from the beginning. So listen and follow very carefully. Start out stroking slowly. Get a good grip on your cock and move your hand up and down. When you reach the base, each time you do, to make sure you keep a slow pace, I want you to squeeze your cock. Just like that. As you stroke, for each stroke, I will start to unbutton my shirt. Every button undone as you stroke that gorgeous cock for me. Ah, that's it. What a good boy. Two more buttons to go. Oh, yes. My shirt is open, and you can see my beautiful cleavage on display. Now, I know you want to see more of me, so it's time to try another technique. With one hand, I want you to squeeze your cock. With the other, gently caress and fondle your balls. Think about how my mouth would feel on them. Resist the urge to stroke. Just grip it while you caress. Feel it throb beneath your fingers. As you see my hands start to move my bra straps off my shoulders. Feel your balls beneath your hand. As I unhook the back and hold the front to my voluptuous tits. Mesmerized by your hand on your I slowly lower my bra down, and you see perfect breasts with suckable nipples. Now, I want you to try switching it up. Use your hand overhand on your cock instead of underhand. Some call it a reverse grip. Your thumb is on the bottom of your cock, closer to the base. Pull your cock outwards when you stroke. Feel the difference. It's almost as if someone else's hand, mine perhaps, is stroking you. Feel how differently you stroke with this new hand position. That's it. Keep stroking overhand like that. I want you to take your other hand. Run it across your chest. If you like your nipples being played with, give them some teases. Otherwise, just caress your skin as you jerk off. Lean your head back. Close your eyes. Feel the sensation in your fingers and on your skin. Feels good, doesn't it? I'll leave the next decision up to you. Do what feels best on your cock. Over or underhand, your choice. But I want you to start to speed it up. I want a finger or thumb to trace the head of your cock. Feel the pre-cum leaking out there. As you do that, I slide out of my pants and sit before you in just a little pair of panties in your favorite color. Delicious enough to eat. From here on out, I want you to follow my pace. If I finger myself slowly, you go slow. If I speed up, then I want you to speed up. Follow my lead and we can both come together. My fingers feel so good against my pussy. Slowly rubbing my clit, sliding in and out. My pussy's needy for this. Yeah. Let's kick it up a notch. Oh yeah. My pussy's starting to drip as I finger myself. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Medium strokes on that gorgeous cock. Oh, yeah. I start to pump my fingers in and out of my pussy so fast, so hard. I'll pump that cock with me. Yes. Oh, my clit is throbbing. Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Feels so good, doesn't it? Yes. I need you to free me. Yes. Harder. Harder. Now, this is the hard part. I need you to time it so we come together. So listen to me. In my cues, I have to come within moments of me to unlock me from my prison in this game. So I beg you, please do as I say. Yes. Harder and faster. Furiously fucking my pussy with my fingers for you. That's it. Oh, God. Your moan sounds so good. Yeah. Pump it. Really pump it into that vest. I'm getting so close. Oh, God. I want to be free. I want to be free of this game. I want to be with you. I want to be with you, please. Oh, yes. I'm going to come. Please come with me. Please come with me. Yes. What is that? Has someone finally done what I asked? What is this feeling?
Hello, lover boy.